So this includes a review of multi-species ethnography that's been written by Laura Ogden, Billy Hall, and Kimiko Tanita, as well as two reviews of methods within animal geographies by Henry Buller, and a second one by Timothy Hodgetts and Jamie Lorimer. So all three of these emphasize the decentering of the human, the challenge of working with non-humans ethically and in ways that recognize their agency, as well as the positive possibilities of working critically with scientific knowledge, technologies, and methods. So in this section, I want to focus particularly on the last two reviews that I mentioned in order to give a sense of how multi-species methods is appearing within geography, specifically what is hoped for from the methods and which methods are seen as particularly promising for responding to these hopes and thus developing the field further. I will start with Henry Buller's review first, which forms part of a series of reviews for the animal geographies literature. Thank you. For the journal Progress in Animal Geography. So at the outset of his review, Buller emphasises the importance of exploring the questions of methods in relation to multi-species research. Drawing on sociologist Nick Taylor's work, he questions any sense of the supposed objectivity of methods, and instead suggests that they have been integral to modes of human exceptionalism. Indeed, they have been the mechanism by which such ontological and epistemological divisions have in the past been maintained. So that division between human and nature or humans and other animals. He's arguing that methods are key to maintaining that separation. Despite this crucial role, however, Buller and Taylor note that the question of methods has been underexplored. Further, while within geography there has been a wide interest in researching human-animal relations, the experience of the humans in these relationships have received much more emphasis than those of animals. Thank you. According to Buller, then, the lack of research on methods and on the perspectives of animals themselves suggests three key methodological challenges for animal geographers. These include, first, moving away from constructions of a generic animal in order to attend to embodied individuals. So rather than thinking about all cats or dogs or elephants as just all being the same as each other, how could you do research that would understand the different cultures that different groups of elephants might have, for example, or how different specific creatures might experience the world differently. Second, developing approaches that disrupt wholly human representative accounts. So rather than talking about how particular humans interrelate with a particular animal, how to think about what the animal's perspective is as well. And third, challenging the divide between the social and natural sciences in order to develop a more holistic understanding of animals' lives. So there is already lots of work going on in the sciences trying to understand animal behaviour. And so he's quite interested in how can you draw on that work but also be critical of it in some ways. So further, five specific methodological approaches are identified as supporting a movement in these directions. So these are the ones listed here. So Bull is suggesting that we turn to actor network theory, to multi-species ethnography, non-representational approaches, phenomenological approaches, and entwined biographies. Underlying both the challenges identified and the methods highlighted is a concern for how to take animals' experiences, perspectives, and agency seriously, and crucially in ways that are situated, embodied, and non-homogenizing, so not treating all animals as if they were the same. So ultimately, Buller's hopes are that animal geography will develop approaches that are able to suggest or reveal what matters or what might matter to animals as subjective selves. Thus, the five approaches that are discussed are chosen principally because they appear to offer tools that are particularly well suited to identifying, describing, and understanding animals' agencies and their intertwining with human lives. Importantly, when setting out the future direction of such research, he proposes that a greater engagement with the biological and the animal sciences in particular will be needed. So that key point there is that in order to understand more about how animals understand their own lives, what kinds of needs they might have, he suggests that where we turn to is to the sciences. Now turning to Timothy Hodgetts and Jamie Lorimer's review, we find a number of similar observations in relation to the state of the area of multi-species methods. Drawing on Chris Fillo and Chris Wilbert's distinction between the human ordering of animal spaces and animals' own lived experience of beastly places, that's from a book, I think, not from an article, it's from a book where they talk about this separation, think about animal spaces or beastly places. They argue that there has been an unequal focus on these two strands, with the focus on beastly places receiving much less attention. So again, much less attention on animals' own experiences. Thus, like Buller, they note a tendency to focus on a human side of the human-animal relationship and a hesitancy to place animals' experiences at the heart of the research. Also, similarly to Buller, Hodgetts and Lorimer suggest that part of the problem here may be methodological, and in particular, that methodological innovation and development for researching animal geographies has been limited. Indeed, they claim that animal geographers currently lack the field skills, instruments, textbooks, and training programs for doing this type of research. Even so, despite this lack, they argue that animal geographers are uniquely situated to understand the ethical and political implications of animals' spatial lives, and as a result, their study should not be left to areas where these methods may be further developed, specifically the biological sciences. So they're sort of arguing that geographers have this unique sensibility or this unique understanding, so it's not enough that we just say, oh, the biologists can sort that out, the biologists can sort out what how animals are feeling, what their needs might be. So the focus of this review is in identifying methods that appear to be particularly useful for the development of animal geographies that focus specifically on the experiences and perspectives of non-human animals. These include technologies that enable the monitoring, tracking, and analysis of animal spatial movements, experiments with intra- and inter-species communication, and genomic methods that give insights into the historic animal mobilities and microbial ecologies within and between animal bodies. In contrast to Buller, they give more emphasis to technological advances and what they might offer to animal geographers. These include film, playful experiments with virtual reality, satellite tracking, identification of genetic markers, and more. So these are all ways they think that we can learn more about animals' own lives. Thus, while they are more cautious in regard to the supposed benefits of working closely with biological scientists, they nonetheless suggest that many of the technologies used in such research might be adopted by animal geographers for their own ends.